Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
USA Today says it's one of the best haunted houses in the country. It's in Pontiac, and today it's opening up its doors. Let's go live to Zach Clark for the story. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning, Roberta Arabis. That's right, it's in Pontiac. It opens its doors today. All 4 stories. Not only is it one of the best, Roberta, it's one of the biggest, over half a mile in total from start to finish. Though this year there will be safety measures in place. Masks will be required. Social distancing will be enforced, and plexiglass has been installed at ticket counter and other points of contact. Plus, they've installed cameras to make sure groups are moving along, though if it was me, I'd be sprinting as fast as possible. Group tours will have to be booked ahead of time. Otherwise, only pairs of customers will be allowed in at one time. Otherwise, it should be just as scary as ever. Relatively common for folks not to be able to finish the entire jaunt. But if you're brave enough, unlike me, tickets at hauntedpontiac.com. Reporting live, Zach Clark, WWJ News Radio 950.